So another week, everybody's making progress on their own accounts, I imagine. Mike, do you want to give us a legislative update?
The legislative update is, I think I am now up to 8 total sponsors of the bill.
Wow.
So we're running out of space.
Is there a maximum that you can have?
10 reps can be on it.
Okay.
And I think I can have 5 senators, but I took my best shot at my best senator, and it doesn't look like that's happening.
I don't think we're getting a recording. I don't think either of us are.
I got it here. I'm recording.
Sure, because it didn't say anything about you recording.
Like I said, there's an offboard recorder here. So.
All right. So the other thing is, I did an interview this afternoon with Yes Cal Exit.
Oh, really?
Putting the link in the chat.
Cool.
I think Alu is going to put that up on the Liberty Block.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
How'd it go?
It went well. Marcus has been working this for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he had clearly seen the previous controversial remarks that were made, and he is of Mexican descent, so mm-hmm. he was not... He had watched it and was not horrified by it.
Okay. Right on.
I guess he evaluated that I wasn't really a racist.
Speaking of other states, did you guys see that Bob Murphy published a roughly 45-page paper about Texas independence this last week?
I have not read it. I think I heard something about it, but things have been busy.
Yeah, it was. I didn't read the whole thing, but I did read. Bonnie read it to me. Read a good portion of it. There's like the third section, which is more about answering objections, and so I thought that would be the most important part to read, because probably some of it would apply to anybody who was looking to declare independence, and it was pretty interesting. He looks at different states as alternatives to Texas to declare independence, and for whatever reason, he just kind of blew off the entire Northeast, even though he certainly is well aware of the Free State Project, having appeared at a number of Porcupine Freedom Festivals. So when he posted it, I did post a response saying that, good luck to Texas. New Hampshire's currently in the lead. And
I remember that.
Yeah, and I think that triggered one of the main Texas guys. I think his name's Daniel. He's a pretty big, character in the Texas independence movement down there. And so he got a little huffy, and he's like, New Hampshire, you can't beat us, kind of thing. And I said, hey, did you read the article? Because I posted the Free Keen link where I compared California and Texas as far as, at the very least, their political status. New Hampshire is further along because we have the ability to have public hearings for every piece of legislation. There's from earlier this year got buried, and it never got a public hearing. And so we're going to have that. And so that automatically puts us further along. And if ours were to actually get on the ballot and pass, it would be instantly active, whereas theirs was just a non-binding referendum. So I think we got a good thing going here. And did you and Marcus talk about, that kind of thing in your interview? Did we lose Mike?
I can answer something about Marcus. It's Dave. Until Mike comes back, Marcus did tell me that he's the Cal Exit leader, I guess,
right.
And he told me that he thought we were in the lead. I think 2 months ago,
right,
when we didn't even have—I don't even think we've officially had a sponsor at that point. He said he thought we were already in the lead politically, but they're way in the lead on publicity.
I don't know if you guys heard. In other good news, there was a massive rally that happened over the weekend in Concord at the State House. There were some estimated over 1,000 people were marching in the streets in favor of freedom, basically, sort of like an overall freedom rally. I think Health Freedom New Hampshire was involved in putting it together. And
I think they were the main sponsors.
Yeah.
The main organizers. Yeah.
Carla was there. She spoke.
She was.
But I she wasn't like hardcore speaking about independence. She just sort of, hinted at it a little bit. So I did go and speak to Thomas, who's one of the co-organizers who I've got some rapport with, and I suggested he might want to invite Mike to speak at the next rally, whenever it is they have that, because obviously they're going to have another one. And then I think it was you, Ridley, who had an interaction with Therese, I believe is her name, the one of
Therese
the
Grinnell.
Yeah,
my nurse friend. Yes.
Yeah, Ridley, I think it was you that had an interaction with her online regarding some of the haters posting around about New Hampshire independence, and she seems really jazzed up about it, was offering to help out finding co-sponsors and such. Mike, I don't know if we have Mike back with us, but were you able to get in touch with her at all?
I have not. I've been doing a bit of juggling, so I haven't gotten in touch with her or Thomas.
It sounds like
is
you're
there
doing
something.
Go ahead, Dave.
Mike, is there something we can do as a group to kind of, like, you can start delegating to us or something? I mean, I think too much is just going to fall on you. It already has, really.
I suppose it's possible. I'm not generally managing projects, so I'm not exactly sure about how the delegation process works. I run a delegation, but that's one of my problems.
So here's what would work best for me as a possible delegatee, is if you could just post, or at least, you know, send it to one of us who can post it, a list of different things that would help. And then each of us can kind of volunteer for one that suits us, right? Like, I'm not going to volunteer for something that involves driving across the state since I don't have a car, but other people might be more suited for that. So I found that's real useful. Like, if I'm going to do a civil disobedience event, I usually have a list like of 10 things that people can do. I just hand it to everyone, and you guys pick one if you want, or don't pick one, whatever. And they'll all come back with like, oh, I'm going to pick these three, and I want to pick that. And we have this really suddenly this spontaneous organization. We could do that. And you could be instead the one kind of listing the things that you're doing.
Okay. Well, I'll delegate you as the manager of the operation.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'll do my best. But remember, I don't have a car, so I can't be going everywhere.
Okay. I'll certainly pipe in if I have things that need handling and can figure a way to do that. So,
okay.
Sure. Thanks.
Cool. Let's see. Other news from that particular event. I would say hundreds, at least several hundred people were there. Some said over 1,000. Alu and I
heard somebody say 1,500. I heard somebody else say 2,000.
Yeah, that seems a little optimistic, but you know, I'm not an expert at crowd estimation. And I also didn't see the actual march. I was there just a few minutes late, and they marched pretty quick.
The march was fabulous. Yeah, sorry.
So I suspect more people were there for the march, and then the crowd dissipated. After that, it lasted another couple hours after that with speeches and that sort of thing. But Alu and I were, and Bonnie were all passing out flyers for New Hampshire independence to the crowd, and well received. You know, a lot. Obviously, there were so many people there, we didn't have a chance to stop and talk to people. I wanted to get as many flyers out as I possibly could. But you still get a chance to, you know, watch the initial reaction for somebody that, you know, takes a look at the flyer and they realize what it's about. And all of it was positive. And of the conversations I did have, they were all positive. So I think that, you know, things are going pretty well as far as outreach is concerned at this point. Shayna, how about you? Anything? Go ahead.
Yes, I passed out flyers and I encountered a lot of people that already had them. But I've been doing that with Therese Grinnell for several weeks now at her Concord demonstrations.
Great.
And I've had very positive response from the people.
Any objections at all?
Word a lot. Yes, but nothing new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had some interesting conversations with some of the GOP reps at their press conference. One of them said, we don't have enough votes to get it through the House. Actually, he said, we really don't have enough votes in the Senate to get it through the Senate. So I thought that was a really interesting piece of information, a perspective.
I would like to know from the senators why it is that they don't want to allow people to have a choice, because ultimately that's all they're voting on, is letting people choose.
Well, I think this is going to be the key when we get to it, is the hearing. Yep. If there are enough people to push it into Reps Hall, that is going to change a lot of minds.
And yeah. I have to tell you, having Therese on board, I'm sure Alois talked to her. I've been talking to her about independence. Was not something she had considered originally. You know, she's under danger of losing her job, and she's just standing up and fighting. But she's turned out to be a fierce fighter, and she has a lot of ears.
Yep. Sounds like she'd be a great ally, and especially if she could help motivate some people to get to that hearing. There was a huge turnout at that event, so definitely somebody we want to keep in touch with, whoever it is that that knows her best. I'm glad to hear you've been talking with her, Shana.
Well, when that hearing comes up, if she knows about it, there will be a very wide dissemination of the information. A lot of people are very eager to do what's needed to help things with the situation the way it is.
So, Mike, you got a deadline coming up in, what, 2 days? The 7th, I believe, is the deadline?
Yeah, I believe it's 4 o'clock Thursday, and I'll just have to run through my co-sponsors to make sure they have called up OLS and signed off on their co-sponsorship, just to make sure that they all get listed. Let me just kind of go off topic a little bit with the folks that are concerned about the health freedom, because we are kind of working with that also. I've seen some messages regarding pressure to have people quit their jobs, and they're being very sly about how they put it. As in almost asking them to walk away without, and I think everybody knows that if you're going to fight this, you need to fight it to the end and be fired. Otherwise, you give up your rights to, get some sort of solution out of it after the fact. So there's some very slippery language that's being put out by some companies. That you know how it is when law enforcement asks you a question in the form of a demand, very much the same sort of thing. So when you're getting those letters, be very careful and share them, because they're not clear, and they're essentially asking you to volunteer to leave on your own without saying so.
Do you have any samples of those letters, Mike, by any chance?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
She asked for samples of the letters.
It's on a site. I'm on MeWe. I'm not on Facebook, but I would imagine they're running around elsewhere. But if I can come up with it, I'll send it out. Are you on the email chain? Or maybe I can put it at the forum.
I'm in the forum, and I'm on Telegram, and I check it. And I'm on Russell's list.
Okay, I can get it to NHX it. Those folks can disseminate it, and they'll have a wider audience than anything I can come up with.
Yes, and I'll see that it gets to the nurses and the health freedom people.
Right. It's funny. I'm not a very good futurist, but I know what makes a good futurist. I've studied it pretty closely, and it's amazing to me how little capabilities people seem to have of basically seeing what's going to happen next, and even when it's super obvious. And the thing that no one is talking about is the fact that if you make it so difficult for people to work during a period of shortage, we're going to have exacerbated shortages. Plus a crack-up boom probably at the same time with hyperinflation, which is just, shortages are just almost inevitable now unless the federal government backs down. Major shortages. And that's going to be the thing that causes us to be mainstream all of a sudden. Okay, welcome, Alan. We're recording.
All right.
Hey. Welcome.
Give me a second.
Somebody created a Matrix chat room, by the way. I don't know if anyone's familiar with that. It's a more independent, decentralized kind of chat service that is federated. It's not run by, I mean, the servers are centralized, but anybody can start one. And so somebody spun one of those up. So if anybody is not interested in the Telegram, I heard there's a Telegram room. I can't join that room, but there is a Matrix chat room as well. And from what I understand, there might actually be a link between the two. So that's pretty cool. So in case folks aren't involved in that and they want to be involved in a real-time chat, those are available.
Okay.
So maybe Alu's got some fresh news for us here. Alu, what
will I do now?
Hey, we hear you.
What kind of news did he want from me?
I don't know. Anything you got? What's going on? What how'd your last week go with the independency things?
Awesome. I think we're at like somewhere between like 8 and 9 sponsors right now, by the way.
That's what Mike told us. Yeah, 8.
Yep, 8.
Is Mike here?
Yep.
Oh, so I shouldn't talk about him if he's here. All right. Yeah, good. All right, yeah. Good.
I'll never see the recording.
Do you guys know Dennis?
Yes.
Have you been in these meetings?
Every Tuesday. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. I certainly know Mike.
Hey, Dennis.
I know Ridley.
Ian.
Oh, that's Ian. Hey, Ian.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm here. All's well.
So what did I miss?
Just all the summaries of things that have been going on for the last week.
Awesome.
And I put up the link to Marcus's video.
Good, yeah. Yes,
link. Yes, Cal.
I haven't had a chance to look at that yet.
I also put up a link to something I saw recently entitled, Why Do So Many People Still Buy Into the Narrative, A Psychological Perspective of Mass Formation, which I found very interesting.
It's a good video. I've watched it.
Yeah, good.
Oh, there was something that came up on an online discussion on Twitter recently, which was the sort of the contradiction at this event that happened over the weekend of a bunch of people being in support of independence when you talk to them, but then, you know, if somebody on the stage leads the crowd in the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance or chanting USA, USA. And Jeremy Kaufman posted a link to some sort of a New Hampshire song, like a Live Free or Die song that sounded very old. I don't know what decade it was created, but yeah, it was pretty neat. I don't know if there are any better candidates for like a New Hampshire anthem, but that one I thought was pretty decent.
Live free or die.
That's the one.
That is a wonderful idea, because like they say, you know, like Buckminster Fuller used to say, you don't beat an idea by complaining about it. You beat it by replacing it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think like a lot of the people who want freedom and say they support independence, it's like an instinct for them. They associate the national anthem and USA chants with like freedom. They just associate the two, even though they're opposites.
Right.
So when they want to be like rebellious against the government and stuff, they think that chanting USA is like being rebellious and patriotic and pro-freedom. So we have to break that mindset from them.
Yeah, that's important. And actually, song, of course, has been used in some, you know, important revolutionary movements over time. So having something like that could be very important. Listening to the lyrical content, it's pretty decent by default, but it still kind of suggests, you know, pro-America stuff. So I think those would be easily changed into changing any reference to America into New Hampshire. And the song still has the same kind of pattern. So I think we could easily, you know, make a couple tweaks to those lyrics. And then maybe at some rally, you know, we could pass out some song sheets and somebody who, you know, is musically inclined could lead the crowd and sort of break those habits, as Alu was pointing out. Just an
it's
idea.
A great idea.
It's kind of a catchy song, so, you know, it's a good choice.
I recall back in the olden days of perhaps the New Hampshire Underground, someone was very big on turning various songs and twisting their lyrics. I forget who that was. Ridley probably remembers.
Sam. His name was Sam A. Rogren on the forum. I don't remember his real name.
Richard Onley was his name. Really talented songwriter. He could, you could give him a topic, and he in 24 hours could crank out basically like a parody of an existing song with totally new lyrics. Guy was incredible talent. Sadly, he is no longer living in New Hampshire.
I think 8 people or so were banned from singing his songs. in New Hampshire liquor stores.
Yes, I was one of those. I was one of those. Technically, I think I'm still banned. I don't know if that ever got overturned. But Jason Talley, Derek J, and myself were 3 of those people who were targeted for singing.
I actually was able to ask Governor Sununu about that, whether he supported that.
Did he ignore you?
And then he laughed at me and he said, "I can't believe that's what you're asking me."
Wow.
Has somebody got a link to that song? I haven't heard her
sing
it.
I'm trying to find it now. I've definitely been hearing it last week. I'm just looking for where I saw it.
So I think it's a really great idea to have it at our next rally, which Therese is trying to find a time when John Baldock can come and be with us. So the date isn't determined yet, but he's interested in being part of the next one. It would be fantastic to have Mike there also. And about getting a crowd able to sing along, you know, the best thing in the world is to have a screen like we had at Porkfest.
Yeah, the screen and printing out song sheets, which shouldn't be too hard to print the sheet with lyrics. Those are both great ideas.
Yeah.
And we just need like a big speaker or something.
I do have the song. It is posted by Jeremy Kaufman on a thread on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know where the original is, but it is there in video form. It appears that the Free State Project has cut together a video, 2 minutes and change, that goes along with it. So I can grab that link.
Well, didn't Justin or AJ, I think Justin O'Donnell made the video. So he took the song and he made the music video, no?
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
Can you play just a segment of it so we know if we're talking about the same thing?
We're talking about the same thing as the one you were singing earlier. Live free or die.
Live free or die.
Yeah. So I will post a link to this video for you guys on the forum, and then people can take it from there.
That'll be great.
We could write the lyrics down and tweak them a little bit. And it'll be nice because it's nice and short. If you take out, there's like a whole minute where the guy just talks, and you could cut that out. And just keep the song super simple, super short, and easy for people to even memorize, I think.
But I'll do you one better. You know what I finally made that I wanted to do for a while? I made a Porcupine musician group on Signal.
Neat.
And there are like a bunch of us who, I mean, now I'm a super duper newbie piano and saxophone player, but there are a bunch of us who are like real musicians for decades playing shows and stuff. Becca Miari is libertarian. She played at the event. She's a guitarist and songwriter. Chip Spangler has been a longtime liberty activist here and libertarian stuff. He's been playing, I think, bass guitar forever. Craig Thomas plays saxophone forever in shows. Caleb Dyer's been playing shows and songs forever. So we have a lot of people, a bunch in this group already. Now we have people who can write songs. Becca wrote a song about freedom. So
nice. If
we all get our heads together, including me, who at least I have some writing ability in some ways, we can probably write a song about New Hampshire liberty and independence, like straight up secession. So we could try to write a song about that.
That'd be super.
And eventually play the song live at the next event.
Mm, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because there was some music and it went over well. It was, I think it was more like instrumental. Just somebody playing a flute or something like that at the thing that we were at.
At that event Saturday, Becca Miari was playing guitar and singing for a while.
Yes. And the crowd is going to love singing together.
it does bring people together. It's super important to have that stuff for movements like this. I think these are great ways that we can kind of shift the perspective of these events, you know, as long as the organizers are okay with it. And it sounds like Therese is on board. So I'm really, really glad to hear that. That's
And Ian, fantastic. You have some experience with making songs and singing them with the COVID carols, right?
Yeah, that's right. Those are going to be coming back again this year because we came out with those at, like, I think Christmas time. So it was a little late to the game last year, but they're going to be just as good this year. And I've got
Don't be ridiculous. They said 14 days. 14 days have passed. So it's not relevant anymore.
Yeah, that was actually Captain Kickass who did the lyrics for those songs, and he's also a very talented musician. He's one of the co-hosts on Free Talk Live, and that was a situation where I said, "Hey, man, what could you put together? You know, I'll pay you to do it." And he cranked those things out within a couple of weeks. So very, very good stuff. Yeah, if you haven't seen the COVID carols, just go to Free Keen and type in COVID carols into the search, and you'll get a kick out of them. But yeah, I got a huge stack of those flyers too. Can bring those along.
Mike, did you get a chance to speak to Jason yet?
No, I did not. Did not get Jason.
All right, I've emailed him twice individually. Oh, if you're talking about Jason Osborne.
Yeah. All right. Never heard back. Any state reps who are on the fence about being co-sponsors that we can help encourage?
Yeah. Senate is going to be a dead issue. I talked to one of the best ones, and he was absolutely not interested.
All right.
So that tells us where some of our work is going to be when it gets closer to time to make sure they get the pressure from their constituents.
Well, if it passes the House, then we'll worry about the Senate. I mean, that being said, if it does pass the House, then the Senate will have pressure by default because it passed the House. But yeah, we'll get to that bridge. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
And if we pack the Senate hearing as well, you know, like you said, if we get there.
Yes.
Yep.
All we have to do.
When we get there.
We just have to keep, moving that Overton window.
Yep. For now, let's just work on the House because that's the first battle. So let's just focus on the House now.
Yep.
And the feds will do most of our work for us.
Yep. Joe Biden's helping us. He's already given me 82 reasons now.
That's awesome.
Right, I have been trying really hard to find somebody who can help get the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence website more current looking. Mm.
Yeah, we're working
most recent.
The board is not super active, but we're gonna fix that soon.
Who's on the board nowadays?
Technically, Carla, Neil, Caleb, Carl Soderberg, and Ian Underwood, I believe.
What about is Amanda now like the executive director? She's not on the board. Is that how that works?
No, she was never on it. The plan, I think, was to put her on it. I don't think she's officially on it.
Oh.
And I think she said she's too busy, so I don't think so, but who knows?
Gotcha.
But there's going to be a meeting, I think, on the 16th where hopefully we'll figure it out.
That's
and then
good.
I think the plan is to potentially be on it.
So my two cents about that is I've been trying to reach Carla, and I finally got some messages with her, and I asked her a question about how do we get it updated, and I, you know, she's friendly, but she hasn't answered the question after several attempts. The reason I keep bringing this up is because we've been passing out thousands of flyers,
yep.
And there's nothing on those flyers that leads people to New Hampshire Exit at all. And when they go on the website, they see something from January. It's pretty out of date.
Yep, I hear you. Yeah. I 100% hear you.
It's one of the frustrations of board organized.
Yep.
Groups. I mean, the
That's
boards.
That's why a lot of libertarians love decentralized stuff where no one's in charge.
Yeah. One of the things I did, and I'm sorry, Alo, I haven't even sent these to you yet, that they've just been sitting open here. I did make some stickers and printed stickers out that do point people to nhexit.us for signing the petition. And I did add those stickers to some number of dozens of flyers, but I ran out. I didn't do enough of them. I ran out of them quickly at the event. So that is a way to kind of do a quick and dirty modification of the existing flyer. It keeps all the content intact. You just slap a little, you know, address size label over, and you can print out sheets of these things. You can get sheets of them at the office supply store and then put them through your printer. But you slap that over one of the images there, so you don't cover up any important information. So, and that's a way to do it. Of course, obviously, we can do our own flyer, but the New Hampshire Independence flyer is fantastic. I mean, it's a very, very well designed flyer.
Yeah, it's good. Although you just reminded me, business cards, you can get nice, beautiful double sided business cards on VistaPrint for like $40 or $500.
Yeah.
So, you know, Shayna, if you want to take it upon yourself, go for it. Go to VistaPrint. I can help you design it. And order some business cards. They'll be here in like a week. And we can hand out a few hundred of those just for nhexit.us, nhexit.com, or whatever else you want.
I think the idea of the labels is great. If somebody can print them, I will stick them on the flyers.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll put that link to what I've designed. I mean, I am not a graphic designer. It's not the prettiest thing, but you know, it does the job. It gets the gets it done. So I'll put those on the forum for you guys, and then you know, you can download them, change them if you want to, and do what you want with them. But you, like I said, you can easily go to, if you've got a printer, you just go get some labels from the office supply store, and you can crank them out without having to have somebody else do it. I mean, I can do it here, but I'm way over in Southwest New Hampshire.
Right, and I don't have a printer, so.
Oh, okay. They probably can do it for you. I bet you if you contacted your nearest Staples or whatever office supply store and said, hey, I need some labels, I bet they could do it for cheap. Because it's just black and white, just cheap stuff.
Yeah, I think business cards are a great idea to consider as well.
Yes.
If I had more time, I would work on designing one and ordering some, but I already have less than zero time.
I'm having trouble finding information on the internet about this retaliatory bill. I have posted I sent a press release about it, but all I was able to do was post what I heard in one of their meetings. So it would be helpful if someone were able to...
No, it's okay.
Hi, Anna,
sorry.
Never mind.
He was talking about the retaliatory.
Yeah. I've been meaning to write an article about that since Mike mentioned it a while ago, but yeah, it's pretty funny.
If someone could email me a link to the bill, that would be helpful.
That's Mike. He's all over that.
Yeah, I don't think the bill is out, but I do have what looks to be the language of the LSR.
So Mike, can you email me too, please, when you get a chance?
Yep.
Thank you. I want to write a nice article about that.
Okay.
This is pretty funny. And I've got to write 10 articles.
I know the feeling.
Alan is writing wonderful articles, very amusing and informative and helpful.
Thank you.
All right, guys, do we have anything else to cover on this meeting? We're up to about half an hour, just over.
I've sent a notice to the Miscellany Blue Twitter account inviting them to come object to us during the town hall meetings on Sundays. So hopefully, finally, that will get attention. I haven't been good about being on Twitter, but that was a place I thought, oh, this is the perfect place to bring opposition. So hopefully we'll start being able to dialogue a little bit with opponents of this.
Yeah, I'm so glad I follow that account. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't have known about your messages with Therese. That's how I found out about it.
Me too. Oh, by the way, I think October 25th or something, I'm doing a debate at the Shell. Is that right?
With who?
That session.
Who are you debating?
My friend who's pretty pro-liberty named Zach.
He's pro-liberty, but he's anti-independence?
Yeah, he said he wants to argue in favor of staying in the union, and he says he'll give me a great debate.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
You said that was the 25th?
I think so. Let me double check.
Do you have a time?
Yeah,
it's usually goddamn early.
Darn, I was thinking I might be able to come out to it. That would be fun to see that.
We'd love to have him come out.
Yeah.
I do have another news item. I think according to Pete Ayer, it looks like October 16th, there is a New Hampshire Independence social in Merrimack.
Hmm. Where's
that? Yeah, 6:30 on the 25th.
What time? I said 6 p.m.
6:30 at the 20 on the 25th, Monday.
6:30 p.m.
That's a different event. I'm talking about October 16th, I think.
Yeah, my debate is on October 25th. On the 16th, on Saturday, is going to be a meeting with NH Exit, the New Hampshire Independence Board, public to everyone, at Abel Ebenezer.
Interesting.
Okay, so Abel Ebenezer Bar or something like that in Manchester? I mean, Merrimack. In Merrimack? Merrimack? Okay.
Yep.
You know what time on the 16th?
I'll find out.
Okay, thanks.
I think I saw 2:00, but
double check right now.
We should eventually it should be posted.
Yeah, 1 p.m. That's what I have here.
1 p.m. What was somebody saying? Shana, what were you saying about a calendar?
The FSP calendar has it as 1 to 3 p.m.
1 to 3.
On the 16th.
Okay. Great. And is that October 25th debate also on the FSP calendar?
I don't know. You speak to Frank or the Seacoast people.
Okay.
They would know. Dennis might know.
Monday the 20th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the show.
I believe so.
Okay, great. I probably can't make that because I have to work, but Alu, can you ensure that there's somebody there video recording that debate? Because that would be really good to put that online.
Yeah, I would pretty safely assume that it will be recorded.
Okay.
If possible, can you get the mic close to the person who's speaking?
Including questions from the audience.
Yeah,
you always want to repeat. Always want to repeat a question from the audience into a microphone in case the audience doesn't have a mic.
Yeah, I mean, it's so annoying when you download a speech and it's someone was recording from 10 feet away. You might as well not be listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic! So much going on. Wow, super exciting. This is fun.
Yeah, may not be fun forever.
What was that about new movers?
I'm going to go to Murphy's and the New Movers.
Nice.
Oh.
All right, guys. This was good. Anything else?
I think we got it all.
Fantastic. Most of this stuff will be eventually appear in writing at forum.shirisociety.com.
Great. And Dave, are you still doing the 1 p.m. Town halls on Sundays?
1:30. Wait, let's see. I can't remember what time. It's on Sundays. It's roughly 1 p.m. I'm checking furiously. Sorry. Talk among yourselves.
I'm interested to know whether they're being recorded and whether I might be able to audit them after they're done. Like these.
Well, in theory, they should be able to be recorded because I know Dave is experimenting with the recording on Jitsi tonight. So we'll see how that goes for him. If he can do that successfully, then he should be able to record the town halls because it's the same system.
Okay, yeah, it's 1 p.m. on Sundays. If you go to forum.shirisociety.com, you can find a link.
Did you hear the question about recording, Dave, from Shana?
It looks like I'm able to record. It says I'm recording, but I haven't actually listened to the recording of this one yet. And this is the first time I've tried to record.
Right. So if it works, then you should be able to record Sundays.
Now, I'm uploading everything. I'm uploading both meetings, I think all of them, to RidleyReport.com. But sometimes there's sort of a delay. I tend to kind of batch upload, collect them, and then batch upload.
Great. Thank you for everything, Dave, and everybody else. Definitely appreciate it. Shall we wrap this up?
Okay. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Keep up the good work. Thank you all. You're heroes.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
We'd like to invite you to visit freekeen.com. Freekeen.com features audio, video, and blogs chronicling the transition to a voluntary society. Freekeen.com also has comments and discussion forums so you can be heard. Freekeen.com.
I should be in Keene, New Hampshire with the Free Staters.